All right, welcome to your deep dive for today. We're going to be looking at some marketing materials for you.
Okay.
And this is some pretty interesting stuff.
Sounds good.
It is all in German.
Okay.
And it's for this software product called PeePayProofum.
All right.
Now, before you think this is just some niche software that you don't need to know anything about, this actually kind of gives us a little window into the world of anti-money laundering.
Okay.
And specifically, something called politically exposed persons, or PPs.
PPs, yeah.
So
interested.
To kick things off,
yeah.
Can you give us just a little bit of a breakdown of what a PP is and why they matter in the world of finance?
Yeah, absolutely. So imagine a world where individuals in really powerful positions can misuse their influence for financial gain, maybe through corruption or money laundering. That's where PPs come in. These are individuals with prominent public functions. So think heads of state, government officials, high-ranking military officers, even their close family members.
Oh, wow.
Because of their positions, there's a heightened risk they could be involved in financial crimes.
Oh, okay.
So financial institutions need to take extra precautions known as enhanced due diligence when dealing with them.
Enhanced due diligence.
Yeah.
That sounds serious.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean? What do they actually do?
It's all about being extra thorough and really digging deeper.
Mm-hmm.
This could involve verifying the source of their wealth, closely monitoring their transactions for anything suspicious, and even looking into their connections to see if there are any red flags.
Oh, wow. So this is a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see how this would get to be pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's where this PIP proofing software comes in, right?
Exactly. PEP proofing, which translates to PEP check, is designed to streamline this whole process.
Okay.
It boasts real-time, error-tolerant matching against a database of, get this, 650,000 PPs from 240 countries and territories.
650,000?
Yeah.
That's a huge number.
It is.
It makes you wonder how they keep such a massive database up to date and accurate.
Yeah. You've hit it on a key point. Maintaining a database that large is a massive undertaking.
Yeah.
It requires constant updates as people move in and out of these positions.
Right.
Not to mention ensuring data accuracy across different languages and spelling variations. The marketing materials highlight that this software aligns with international standards, including those set by the FATF and the 6th EU Money Laundering Directive, which are global guidelines for combating financial crime.
So they're trying to meet, like, the highest bar possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I see they emphasize error-tolerant matching as, like, a big selling point.
Right.
Why is that so crucial in this context?
Well, think about it. Names can be spelled in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
There might be slight variations or even just typos.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Error-tolerant matching uses algorithms sometimes called fuzzy matching to catch potential matches even when the information isn't a perfect match.
Okay.
This is really important for flagging potential PPs who might otherwise totally slip through the cracks.
Oh, so it's like a safety net almost.
Yeah.
Helping financial institutions avoid those risky transactions.
Absolutely.
But it goes beyond just catching the bad guys.
Yeah, you're right.
What's the bigger picture here?
It's about much more than that. PP screening is a crucial part of this global effort to fight money laundering and terrorist financing.
Wow.
It's about making the financial system more transparent and accountable, which ultimately benefits everyone.
Right. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
PPs, why they matter, and how technology, like this PP proofing software, is being used to identify them and mitigate risk. It's definitely given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a complex issue with far-reaching implications.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
I'm left wondering, how do we balance this need for security and vigilance with protecting individual privacy? It seems like a very, very delicate tightrope walk.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive. It was fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening.
See ya.
Bye.